Yesterday, we had Lokesh Bharti Maharaj gave the morning, did the morning kirtan and morning class. I wasn't there for that. And then I tried to, and I wrote some in the morning. And we had a phenomenal feast, probably one of the best feasts I ever tasted, particularly the maha preparations. I can't remember, don't even know how many, but there were way, way over 100. And Ishinga Khan and Mandwali cooked it. It was really, really super. And then in the evening, went over to do some bhajans and kirtan, and I put some of them up on, it was over 4 hours of it, so I put some of them up on the podcast. Sometimes they're interspersed with some Hungarian, but they're there. It was really nice. It was a beautiful moon, sky was clear, and while we were having our kirtan in the evening, the moon Nitai Chand was shining through the skylight, temple room skylight. And of course, Lord Nityananda, we have a Lord Nityananda Utsav deity who was in his Kunj Nadia Godruma Nityananda Mahajan, and in his Naam Hata Kunj in front of the altar. And it was very, very nice, very wonderful. It went from like 6:30 to around 10:30. Took a lot of my wind out for my evening writing, but still, one can't avoid glorifying Lord Nityananda, ultimately by His grace, writing will happen or won't happen. And Saturday morning I'll dress Radhe Shyam. I don't think I've dressed him in the morning. I've been dressing him in the evening sometimes. And then we'll have a kirtan. On Sunday, we have the installation ceremony of Gornitai deities in Budapest. So it's a nice festival that we always hold. Devotees are welcome to come. And Monday, we leave. Hare Krishna. And go to GBC meetings, and it'll be an exciting time. I'm just going to, rather than answer questions, just speak a little more about Lord Nityananda, because that's what I put on the podcast in Hungarian. And I'll talk a little about the chakra. I mentioned some of it, some of that yesterday. Let me speak a little more of that. Eka Chakra is such a wonderful place. Now many devotees go there. We have a temple and guest house. And, when I first went there, no one went there. The road was, it was just unbelievable getting there. That was the main obstacle. I think only a bus went through the place once a day, I mean. That was all connection with the outside world. There's sorry motors, no electricity anywhere in the town, in the village. And it's such a wonderful place. Everyone just says Jai Nitai. I went there quite a few times in the beginning just to serve Lord Nityananda and develop something there. It was a very, very wonderful experience, always going there. Eating prasadam cooked by locals, sleeping in their homes, courtyards, having wonderful kirtans, harinams, and particularly visiting pastime places. Ekachakra Dam, for those who have been there and come here to New Braja Dam, its scale of dham is even smaller than New Braja Dam. The Jamuna River is there. That's such a beautiful, beautiful river. I used to love bathing there. I would bathe many, many, many times a day just to be able to be in it. Sometimes I would lay down in it. It was full of snakes. But Lord Balaram is always in the association of those snakes. It was wonderful. In that river, Lord Nityananda found the Bankim Roy deity, who's the main deity in the temple, in the village, in a temple in the village. And there are many, many kuns, lakes. None of them are built up in terms of ghats. They're just lakes. The biggest one is Padmavati Kund. It's where Lord Nityananda's mother would take him to bathe him every day. Beautiful lake, and you have to walk about 5 minutes into agricultural fields. Everybody grows wheat there. And as I said, everyone greets you with Jai Nitai. Then there's a road that goes through, there's two parts. There's a main road that comes from the rest of the world in, and it sort of bisects Ekachakra. And upper part is where more village is, and then this other part. Actually, Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that this Ekachakra is a series of villages sort of strung together along another road that runs perpendicular to the main road. You know, road is just a path, it's just a dirt path. One feature that just immediately comes to mind is that at night there were so many fireflies everywhere. They were just glowing all over the place, and between the stars and the fireflies, it was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. And as I mentioned yesterday, beyond the birthplace of Lord Nityananda, and at that birthplace, there's a beautiful lake, and there's a temple on one side. And on the other side is this big banyan tree with a very small temple, and that's where Lord Nityananda's umbilical cord is buried. There's a place where Virabhadra Goshai, Lord Nityananda's son, Shirodakshai Vishnu, he would sit there and come and meditate on his father. And then beyond that was that place that we tried to acquire. And then there's many other pastime places. There's a place where Lord Nityananda's friends would come and bathe. Very little lake. A very small lake. And in that lake, supposedly, Lord Nityananda lost his ankle bones. And a couple of hundred yards, looking out into the field, is a little forest. Maybe a 50 trees. And you can even see some ruins there. That was the place where the Pandavas stayed. If you remember reading Mahabharata, when the Pandavas were in exile, they came to Ekachakra. And they lived at the house of some brahmanas. And that brahmin's home was there. And that's where the demon Baka was in the vicinity. And then it was the turn for actually that Brahman to give his life to be eaten by Bakasura. And so Bhim went instead, and he killed the demon. There's a whole pastime associated with that, but everyone knows that one really well. And then going, there's the Jamuna River, and then there's a real turn in the Jamuna. That's where we have our ISKCON temple. And there's a little Balaram Mandir, the dancing Balaram, really sweet. And then going into the other side, crossing the road and going to the other side of the village. Well, the main feature are Jagannath Temple, beautiful Jagannath deities. That's where I got the Lord Nityananda, the Shila that I worship. And the far end is this very little agricultural field where it is supposed to be Radhakund, Shyamakund. They're not visible as lakes. And Giri Govardhan, which there's not even an elevation, it's just a field. But they're all there. And as I mentioned, in a smaller version, all the pastime places of Vrindavan are there in Ekachakra, because it's also Vrindavan, it's a Gupta Vrindavan, hidden Vrindavan. And there's Bankim Roy Temple, which is the main temple of the village, beautiful deity. And there's a Takurani deity of Srimati Radharani along with him. And then there's also a Lord Shiva temple that Harai Pandit, that Shiva that Harai Pandit used to worship. Very beautiful deity. And I'll just tell a pastime associated with it. Seems like at one time they were renovating the temple. And one of the workers was napping. And while he was napping, then Lord Nityananda appeared. He started kicking him. And he said, "What are you doing sleeping here?" He said, "You should get back to work and work on the temple." So, and of course, this was where Lord Nityananda lived as a child. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's brother, Visharup, was touring, then he came here, and he was the sannyasi who asked Harai Pandit for Lord Nityananda, and that's how Lord Nityananda freed himself from the obligations of family and began to travel. And for many years, he traveled throughout India, visiting places of pilgrimage. I haven't gone there to Ekachakra for quite some time, but it would be really wonderful to go. So there's a lot more to say, but I really want to go. It's 9:15. I really need to get in a good 4 hours of writing this morning, try and make up for last night. Anyway, Hare Krishna, Lord Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai.